from Haifa, we have Yossi Schwartz, an Israeli writer and lawyer. He lives in Haifa. He still hasn't left Haifa. And he, from time to time, so we might have maybe the interview cut short because he might run to the bunker. Hello, Yossi.
Hello, Nadim.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm fine. So the first question that raises, I was watching the BBC TV show this week last night, and Andrew Neil argued that things started when Hezbollah started firing rockets into the North Israel. Is that right?
No. This war, in my opinion, was planned for a very long time before it began. The contradictions in the Middle East in general, but particularly in Lebanon, have been growing for a long time. There's been an attempt by United States and France, Resolution 1599, to disarm Hezbollah and basically destroy it in order to give the pro-American government of the Hariri group the power. It is the same line that brought the clashes between the Israeli state and Hamas, because the Israel and Bush behind it wanted the elections that took place at the beginning of the year in the occupied territories, hoping that the group of Mahmoud Abbas, Abu Mazen, will gain the upper hand. But like in Lebanon, the Palestinians hoped, let's say, that against the occupation, the corruption, the imperialist rule, the kind of Hamas and Hezbollah will protect them against the Israeli and the corruption of the ruling classes and those who inspire to be a ruling classes, like the case of Abu Mazen. Now, contrary to what they say, Israel kidnapped, in Israel we were informed about only one case, one person, that a Lebanese, has been held in Israeli prisons. And this is an old case of Kantar that has to do with an old story, and he was not released in the prisoner exchange, the big one that took place in 2004. But they didn't tell the Israeli population that since 2000, Israel kidnapped another two prison Lebanese, and the whole situation began when Hezbollah kidnapped two Israeli soldiers in a dispute area, because Israel did not withdraw from the whole South Lebanon, and that was the excuse that Bush, the Israeli government, the Arab ruling classes in the Arab states like Egypt, Saudi, Jordan, waited. Bush gave Israel the green line to attack Lebanon with the idea of destroying Hezbollah and giving the power to Senora, that is their servant. So this is the beginning of the whole case. And the reaction of Israel, the Israeli general, was to go and destroy as much as possible in order to show the entire Arab population and the Iranian and everyone that anyone who raised the head will be destroyed. In Israel, they call it to strengthen the power of, the word in English is not in my mind, but the power of retaliation or something like that.
You mentioned United Nations resolution.
Yes.
And it says that Hezbollah should be dismantled and disarm the militias.
This is the resolution, what the resolution is calling for.
Okay. Do you yourself, as an Israeli writer, activist, and so on, do you agree with that resolution?
No. Basically, behind this resolution is Bush, the American imperialism and the French imperialism, with the support of the ruling class in Israel, which is a semi-imperialist, or we are the stronger policemen in the Middle East for the American imperialism, with the support of the ruling classes in the states like Egypt, Jordan, basically to install in Lebanon a puppet government ruled by the imperialists. This is what is behind it. So, you know, I'm against imperialism because I think that the main enemy of humanity is imperialism, and I oppose this resolution.
Yeah, but don't you think that Hezbollah is, as maybe you dispute that, but in the mainstream media from also the so-called world leaders, they argue that Hezbollah is a terrorist organization, so it should disarm.
Well, what is Hezbollah? Hezbollah, politically, it's a part of the fundamentalist Islamic leadership, undoubtedly. And as a Marxist, I definitely, you know, do not support any kind of fundamentalism, whether it's a Jewish, Islamic, Christian. I'm Marxist. I'm from the working class everywhere, the unity of the working class everywhere. But Hezbollah is a resistance movement with a very large base, not only among the Shiites, but among most people of Lebanon, including Christians. This has been the reality of Lebanon for out of the Israeli, the resistance against the Israeli occupation. So Hezbollah, in spite of its political outlook, is seen by most people in Lebanon, and not only in Lebanon, as a defender of Lebanon independence, trying to prevent it to be another state controlled by imperialism. Now, as a Marxist, most of the people support Hezbollah. I would like them to be in a revolutionary Marxist party, because Hezbollah cannot bring, you know, the changes that are needed in the Middle East. But to call it a terrorist organization, especially when the Israeli state is using massive state terror, for each eye of an Israeli, they take 10 eyes of Lebanese civilians. Now, I don't like the tactic of Hezbollah that attack Israeli civilian population. I don't like it, because it tells me that it doesn't see, you know, the class line between those who rule us in Israel and the workers, the poor, and the masses of Israel were suffering as well.
So you argue that, of course, you are against Hezbollah, and you said also that most people over there support, I mean over there, not in Israel, of course, but in the Middle East, especially Lebanon and so on, they support Hezbollah. So, and don't you think also that people supported Hezbollah, supporting Hezbollah because they believed that the 2000, from 1982 to 2000, the Hezbollah tactics worked and drove Israel out of Lebanon?
If I understood the gist of what you said, is because most people support Hezbollah because it fought the Israeli occupation and removed them?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I agree with it.
Most of the Muslims still believe that Hezbollah is powerful enough to at least push Israel back.
Well, you asked me what do I think about the outcome of this situation, am I right?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think, the matter of fact, Israel can win Israel against Hezbollah. I don't think so. The Israeli state is extremely powerful state, coming to military power. It's the fourth strongest army in the world. If Hezbollah was a normal army, especially in relatively underdeveloped countries like Egypt, Lebanon, Israel would destroy this army within a day. It happened 67 war, you know, that took 6 days, but at the end of the first day, you know, the Israeli army won, because it destroyed the whole air force of Egypt. But they're fighting, you know, a guerrilla organization, very disciplined, that have learned the psychology of the Israeli generals during the occupation, while the Israeli generals, they are very full of themselves, and because of it, they are blind to the situation. Israel cannot win military. For this reason, now, the European imperialist states are trying to save the situation for imperialism and organize a few thousand soldiers, like in Kosovo, let's say, and that's even the newspaper in Israel say, in order to enter and prevent and disarm the Hezbollah. But they cannot do it. No question. It's a joke. Mm. If the Israeli army can do it, this force cannot do it as well. Now, Israel, the big question that in everyone's mind is whether Israel will enter with divisions, not regiments. Regiment is 1,000 people, each regiment. But and divisions is about 10,000. But would will enter with divisions into Lebanon? It's a big debate in Israel. They may do it, they may not do it. But if they will do it, the same thing like what happened in 1982 will happen. Because at this point, most people in Lebanon, and as a matter of fact, I think in all the Arab states, see Nasrallah as a kind of Sarahanim. They will be ready to die for him. So how Israel is going to occupy Lebanon?
You'll see.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you very much for that insightful analysis. So,
okay.
Thank you. Goodbye.